Luck, who actually hasn't played the last two games. Yeah. But obviously, you're studying him.
Well, I mean, I've played against him a few times in the past. Obviously, you know, it's a new year, but, you know, he's still very capable quarterback, you know, very talented in the things that he can do, getting the ball down the field. He's also a bigger guy that can stand in the pocket and, you know, trying to get the ball down the field. And, again, he's also a guy that can get out of the pocket and scramble a little bit. So, you know, very tough challenge for us this week and, you know, good day today to get to work.
Tom says it's just another game. Would you like to help make it a special game for him, though?
No, again, you know, I'm really just focused on myself and, you know, playing well. I think, again, like I said before, this is going to be a good challenge for us. You know, always playing there is a tough place to play. Their fans are always into it, and it's definitely a hard place. So, you know, again, I think that we just have to really focus in on, you know, the job at hand and start right now. So not looking forward, not looking behind, just working on today. Well, I mean, every game you go into, there could be a change in personnel at some point. So you're just aware of the options that they have, and you look at the game film from previous couple weeks, and you know, you just prepare yourself best for you know, the things that they do.
Rob, I know you guys go one game at a time, and you basically are consistent in how you approach every game. But let me ask you this question: being human, are there some games that are harder to approach that way and not let human emotions take over?
I'm not human, so you know, I'm just really just gonna keep, you know, again, working on myself. You know, I feel like you know, I haven't played my best ball yet, so I gotta just continue to work and you know, again, just continue to improve, constant improvement.
How long have you known you're not human?
A long time. You know, again, I've done some superhuman things at times, so you know, again. Well, he's not human either. So, you know, again, no, Jamie obviously is a freak, and, you know, I'm happy that he's on my side.
What kind of things do you see from him in practice that make him marvel?
Well, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He can run well. You know, he can cover a receiver. You know, he's very athletic. You know, I think the things that he has experienced in the past, you know, in college, being a safety and all his cover skills, you know, helps him, you know, as he's improved, and, you know, now he's a tremendous linebacker. So, you know, again, I think that he's done a great job for us, and we'll just continue to work together and, you know, do a good job.
Rob, Bill talked this morning about every day in practice, he talks about tackling, the importance of tackling. You guys did a great job, especially the secondary, and tackling in mm-hmm. Dallas. What is the biggest key in your mind to being a good tackling team? Is it effort?
It starts in the off season and starts at OTA's mini camp, you know, working on the fundamentals and, you know, in training camp, live tackling. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get better is doing it. So, you know, again, the amount of time we spend on it, you know, that's why we're good at it.
What dimension does Frank Gore add to
Colts? You know, again, he's had a tremendous career. He's very tough and, you know, he's a very hard runner. So, you know, that toughness, obviously, you know, it carries over to the things that he does on the field. And, you know, obviously he's done a great job for a long time. So it's a tough challenge for us.
Is it tough preparing for two different type of quarterbacks? I mean, you have to prepare as if both are going to play, but Luck versus Hasselbeck and the type of system that they would use with each?
Well, again, I mean, you look at the system and the things that they do well. They'll continue to do those things. So you just watch the tape, see the things that they've done well, and you try to, you know, do your best to not let those things, you know, happen against you.
Do you kind of expect them to adapt to more of a Hasselbeck style of offense, just moving forward the way they've been able to protect the quarterback?
Well, you know, again, I think that, you know, you just go forward, you know, looking at the tape, and you see the things that have been working, and, you know, obviously as an offensive mentality, you want to use the things that work for you. So, you know, defensively, you just need to be aware of those things.
When you cross that state line, do you feel the superhuman powers even grow because of the Purdue?
Yeah. I was a super human hero back in my old Purdue days. I don't know what character I was. I would like regeneration. That would be really awesome if that could, you know, be factual, but it's not. So I don't regenerate. Sorry. All right.
What are some of the intangibles that a player like?